Madam Vice President, thank you. And thank you for all the statements from states and civil society. We would note that these accounts of arbitrary detention affect various groups throughout the world. And in that respect, the Working Group on Arbitrary Detention ensures that it does address cases from all regions, as you will see in our annual report from last year at page 4, which details the cases that we addressed during that period. The prohibition of arbitrary detention applies throughout the world, universally, and we are mandated originally under Commission on Human Rights Resolution 42 of 1991, and most recently under Resolution 51-8 of the Human Rights Council to address those cases as they arise before us. In so doing, we do call for effective remedies, as that is part of our mandate, and those remedies will typically include a call for the release of the arbitrarily detained person or persons and appropriate reparations. Madam Vice President, Excellencies, distinguished delegates and representatives of civil society, to conclude, I would like to reiterate that arbitrary detention itself is a violation of international human rights law, and that it is unfortunately often a gateway to further violations of human rights. During the past year, in seeking to redress this scourge, the working group has implemented its mandate assiduously. We've done so through considering individual complaints via our regular procedure, through our many communications to governments, through our country visits, in this case to Mexico and the Bahamas, and through other engagements with a wide variety of stakeholders throughout all regions of the world. We encourage states to effectively implement our recommendations, and in particular, that governments ensure sufficient space for civil society to operate and to ensure sufficient resources for programs and initiatives designed to address arbitrary detention. In particular, we call on member states to provide timely and substantive responses to our communications, including on individual complaints. We request invitations to conduct official country visits, and we encourage sources and governments to provide comprehensive information in follow-up on the implementation of our opinions. Finally, I'd like to emphasize that the work undertaken by the working group is not sustainable without the continued and reinforced support of the member states. We call on states to fully fund this work and that of all special procedures in order, in our case, to put an end to arbitrary detention along with other human rights violations for once and for all. Thank you very much.